This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour here on this New Year's Eve episode of the show. Of course, we do this show live all 7 nights a week. So, yeah, we're going to be here live on New Year's Day as well. We'll look forward to seeing you throughout the holidays, I guess, which are almost over. But we're always here, 7 days a week, 365 days per year, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You're always welcome to join us as well. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We're talking about, quote, the science and what that is, because it's not actually science. It's a religious alternative. It is a secular religion, if you will, that is being promulgated by the state, which itself is a religion. It's being promulgated by the state's besties, the mega corporations like Pfizer and Moderna.
I mean, they're more than besties with Moderna. They're business partners.
Yeah, they all stand to benefit from this particular arrangement. The state benefits because, well, as you say, Bonnie, there's some evidence out there that they might be actually investors in corporations like Moderna.
And their vaccine specifically. Well, yeah. The mRNA technology specifically.
And, of course, the vaccine manufacturers have long been protected from any liability for their actions. That's not new. That's been the case with vaccines for a long time. So there's no liability for them making something that could possibly do harm to other people. A government gang, of course, promoting people inject this stuff into their veins without anybody really knowing what exactly it does. You just trust this megacorporation. It's basically fascism, and it is scary stuff that's been going on here. And they used, quote-unquote, the science as their justification for all of this, when, as you pointed out, Chris, they've thrown out the scientific method here. They've thrown out the constant questioning, the constant testing and retesting, and, you know, groups, you know, trying to prove whoever it is that makes a claim wrong. That's gone.
I think more, it might be even more so that it's, the studies are often faulty, and then there will be government officials who take and manipulate that as if it is, you know, this is the fact. And it's not a fact. It's a study.
Yeah.
And you can interpret it, and often you can interpret it in various ways. But you will also then often find that those people who did the study will say, no, that's not what the data shows.
Or even if that one study does show the data, a lot of times they'll just base it off one study. Like the story goes on to say.
And where's this from?
The Foundation for Economic Freedom.
Okay.
Said, let's not forget that early in 2020, Fauci said a study based on a single case of asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 lays the question to rest.
One case?
What are you talking
about? You
can't
even do a study. I mean, that's called a case study.
That's not even how that works.
Yeah. Right, you have to have a certain number of participants in order. I mean, the more participants in the study, the more generally considerable it is. And if you're just looking at one case, then that's just a case study.
It goes on and says, and guess what? It turned out the patient documented in the case had never been asked if she had symptoms. When it turns out she was symptomatic at the time of transmission, the study was unpublished. Subsequent studies failed to prove asymptomatic spread was significant. A December 2020 study looking at secondary attack rates within the same household, published right on the NIH Fauci's website, or Fauci's agency's website, says it's minuscule if it exists at all. Yet Fauci goes on talking as if this study doesn't exist. He has no choice. Without asymptomatic spread, there is no justification for lockdowns or mandating masks for asymptomatic people.
Mm. Yeah, well, there's no justification for it, I think, even if there is. Lockdowns should be a choice of the individual. If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah. Look, and this is a thing. It's one thing to provide good advice. The problem is they're not providing good advice, and they're mandating it, which means they're going to use violence against you if you choose to disobey, you know, whatever their edict is.
Yeah, I mean, just recently saw another person being arrested in a Burger King in New York City. There have been people arrested in Applebee's, Cheesecake Factory, Burger King now. There's been multiple. Panera Bread was another one where they arrested an Army veteran.
I'm a little mixed on that only because this is people violating other people's private property rights, which is not quite the same thing.
They're enforcing the government rules.
Yeah, that's true. And
it's the vaccine passport that they're arresting them for.
They don't have
the vaccine passport, so therefore they're not allowed to eat.
Gotcha. I thought it was you were talking about voluntarily being being kicked out.
No, New York City.
Okay.
Vaccine passport is mandatory for children, even. Ages 5 to 11, they have to have a vaccine passport.
Yeah, I know somewhere there was a story we covered where somebody was basically arrested for, I think it was trespassing rather than the vaccine passport.
Correct. Yeah, that's how they're doing it. So,
okay.
Because in order to arrest somebody over the vaccine passport, that would mean they would then get to challenge that in court.
And there probably isn't even actually a law.
But if, on the other hand, they simply say, oh, well, the restaurant said you have to leave. Well, why'd they ask me to leave? Because you didn't have a vaccine passport.
But the restaurants are required by law to force people to leave if they don't have a vaccine passport.
Correct.
And that's where the problem lies.
But the arrest and the charge is for trespass because then the person doesn't leave because they're, you know, understandably upset about not being served at a place where they previously have been served, and now they're not. And I suspect it's actually the restaurant that's going to take the heat if they serve people without vaccine passports. So it's probably the restaurant that's being targeted, sort of like in Keene. They used to target the business owners for the mask mandate.
Sure.
Same thing's going on in New York City.
And you can tell that it's the case that the businesses were reacting to the government now, especially because right now there's a mask mandate in Keene. However, it does it now targets the individual, not the business owner.
That's right.
And if you notice, there's no signs on a lot of the doors of businesses, as unlike before. Especially even places. Now, there's still places that are very masky, and they are enforcing it of their own. They want to enforce it, right?
Right.
So it's not
a signal to a certain customer group.
Right, right, exactly. So it's not the case that there's definitely a mix, I think is the best way to describe it, of businesses that are doing it because they want to do it, and then there's others that are doing it only because the government is forcing them to.
And that's how it should be. Businesses should be able to make decisions for themselves, and their customers should also. But what more, Bonnie, from the story that you have from Foundation for Economic Education?
It says, on a rare occasion where the largely useless national media confronted Fauci with a question about how Texas could be doing so well 4 weeks after abandoning all COVID restrictions, he had no answer. Maybe they're doing more outside, he mused. Then he went on recommending the same policies as if the question had never been posed.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's just the old propaganda trick from the Nazis, right? Their propaganda minister. You just keep repeating the same lie over and over again, and people will start to believe it. So, when somebody confronts you with something contrary to that, okay, well, in the United States, you can't send them to a gulag quite yet, so you just simply ignore their statement as best as possible, and then you just push forward with the same old lies.
Wasn't New York or someplace actually setting up quarantine camps or something of that nature?
There's going to be a hearing perhaps next week,
and
there may be a bill, on January 5th in New York State, of a bill that was proposed a year ago. So it was proposed that they would then be allowed to, if this bill passes, just sweep up as many people as the governor deems necessary.
Anybody
that camps.
The governor deems a public health risk, which is so many, that just is so vague.
And if you think it can't happen, well, there's other Western countries that are doing it.
Australia.
Australia, I believe, is one of them.
Yeah.
So it's, thinking that, it'll never happen here.
Well,
it's
it
already
happened
happening.
Here in World War II
with
the Japanese internment camp.
That's right.
It wasn't public health
bit different,
safety.
But
it was just public safety.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that we haven't had concentration camps, before is ridiculous.
That would be false.
They even claimed that they did it for the Japanese people's safety.
Sure. And that's what they're going to say this time.
Yeah. They're going to say the same thing again, I'm sure, especially with this COVID.
Mm-hmm.
situation. What else?
Says Fauci wasn't alone. When White House coronavirus advisor Anthony Slavitt was asked why lockdown and masked California and restriction-free Florida were having similar results in terms of COVID spread, he began his answer with perhaps the only honest words that have ever escaped a public health official's mouth. There is so much of this virus that we think we understand, that we think we can predict, that it's just a little bit beyond our explanation. Quote.
603-283-6160 is the number if you want to join us. You can. Coming up, is Bitcoin worse than a Ponzi scheme? We can talk about that. Of course, you can bring it.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
lines are open here. If you want to join us on this live New Year's Eve edition of the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
As we continue here, we will take your calls and your thoughts about whatever you want. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or use tokens to raise some money. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, you can get it on an exchange over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. All you need to sign up at xmarkets is an email address, so your privacy is kept intact. And you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. And you can learn more about the Intercoin vision over at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's go to Oliver calling from somewhere incognito. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Oliver.
Yeah, I just called in for a last-minute holiday movie recommendation. For anyone who's skeptical of all the COVID hysteria, there's actually a recent movie that hits that spot. It's a new British film with Keira Knightley called Silent Night. It's like a dark comedy about the end of the world, and the basic idea is that there are all these storms of deadly toxic clouds spreading worldwide. Instead of a virus, it's poison gas. And in Britain, the solution they come up with is to send every British citizen a suicide pill so they can take it before the storm hits their location.
Was it good?
I thought it was decent. Okay. I mean, the story itself focuses on like a group of friends and family members who have gathered to spend one last Christmas together before taking the pill and checking out for good. But the big twist is they're trying to keep the kids in the dark about it. And when the cat's out of the bag, it forces all the characters to have some conversations about freedom of choice and about questioning authority and scientific experts and just about being able to take your own risks in life. So I thought it was a very obvious allegory for the COVID stuff.
When was this made?
This has just came out like a month ago, I think.
Wow. And you've already seen it, Chris?
Yeah, I have. I think the best part of it was the end, which I can't give. I would give it away if otherwise if I told you about what it was. But yeah, it has a good twist at the end. I'm trying to think. Like I didn't watch it from the beginning to the end exactly. I kind of skipped through parts of it. But it was kind of boring, but in other respects, because it's like, you know, it's like a video about like people just, it's like watching home. It was almost like watching a home video, right? Like a Christmas party.
It's a very British film with a very British sensibility of comedy. So
yeah.
And it's called Silent Night. Yeah. So 2021.
Yeah, like the Christmas Carol.
Very good. Oliver, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all. But it is a very dark comedy. So if the idea of parents giving their own kids suicide pills, that might not be for everyone.
Okay. I like dark comedies. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. And Happy New Year as well.
My favorite dark Christmas movie is Holiday in Handcuffs.
Yeah, we watched that the other day, and it was a lot of fun.
It's funny.
Pretty ridiculous and fun. 603-283-6160, also ridiculous, sometimes fun. Sarah is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to bring up the attention to these prison bunk beds at a homeless shelter. So what they are is there's a bunk beds, the top and the bottom bed, and the top one has no guardrail at all.
Right. Yep.
You know, those lock rails.
Yep.
And I just think that we must be number one in like the worst homeless shelter in the nation.
You had called about this homeless shelter before, and if I recall correctly, you're saying what they're doing in Albuquerque is they're taking an old jail that has been closed down, and they're repurposing it into a institutional homeless shelter. And you're bringing up the fact that in jail, you don't get a little guardrail to block you from rolling off the top bunk and hitting a concrete floor, and you're concerned about that.
You know, actually, I had to sleep on these for like a month or two.
Oh, you went to jail? Or were you at a homeless shelter?
No, I was at the homeless shelter because I was trying to hold on to the apartment, you know, because of that noise. So I was at this shelter. I was there for about two months. And I was terrified of falling asleep. And I've met people that have fell off, hit their head and fell off. And the whole attitude was, well, just be happy that you're not sleeping on the sidewalk on a cardboard or bleeding to death. And so it's just too bad, you know.
Yeah, so I can see why that's a concern for some people, especially in, and like, I think the average person, to some extent, you know, you don't roll out of bed because your body would probably be aware that...
Yeah, I've just never even went close to rolling off a bed.
That could happen. I think most people wouldn't do that. However, if you are a drunken homeless person who's checking into the shelter for the night, three sheets to the wind, there's a good chance that you might roll out of bed.
But then again, my little sister, who's like a 10-year-old, she rolls off the bed all the time, like more than anyone else I've ever heard of.
Yeah, that's scary.
She just moves around so much in her sleep.
I think it tends to be more of a thing with little kids, like three, four, 5-year-olds. But usually the kids, you know, by the time they're six or, you know, a little bit older, they're outgrown out of the rolling over off the bed thing.
Well, it's definitely the less, I would say, preferred spot to be in a bunk situation,
yeah,
in a
definitely.
Jail is you don't want to be on the top bunk in general because of there's a risk of that. It's low, but there is that risk. And then also it's a pain to get up there and it's a pain to get down from there. It's just not as easy as just being able to lie down in the lower bunk. So Sarah, but there's nothing you can do about it, right? Besides maybe raise money to add, you know, weld some steel on the side of these these old jail bunks or something like that. And
well, you know, the thing is, I am doing something about it by talking about it on this radio station. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, but
how
talk
many...
is cheap. You know, somebody would have to raise the money to actually go in there, hire a professional welder, and go into however many hundreds of these bunk beds that they have and do that work. It can be done.
Or buy entirely new beds, which
that
still costs money.
That alone would be way more money. I mean, these things are like permanently installed on these walls. You know, it's not going to be easy.
They are gonna build that Gateway Center, and the voters, we have voted two times on the ballot of our city election that we want the bonds to raise the money for the shelter. So it took like 4 years.
So you want to get a new shelter is what you're saying? You want to replace the existing shelter with a new shelter?
Yeah, they already picked out a spot, and they're going to build it.
Okay.
They're going to turn
well,
it all
the problem will be solved at some point then. So you just have to be patient, and they'll probably have a better situation.
It's kind of sad that
future.
People will bring this up for homeless people, but won't bring it up for prisoners. A lot of people who are in jail for no reason that involves hurting another person, or just because they're just in there being held before they get proven guilty of anything, you know. It's just as sad that they have to sleep on a horrible mattress, on a horrible bed.
You're right
but
about
people
that.
Only care about homeless people who don't work.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. You're absolutely right about that, Bonnie, but people in jail are basically non-existent. They, no one cares about them with the exception of the handful of people in their lives that actually care about them. Otherwise, they all get treated as though they're a bunch of vicious criminals, even though the bulk of them have probably never actually harmed anyone else. There's so many victimless crime.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. The annual New Year's Eve ball drop in New York City's Times Square will happen Friday night, but with less people. The city said it would limit the number of people Friday to about 15,000 in-person spectators. That's far fewer than the 50,000 revelers initially envisioned. Incoming Mayor Eric Adams is scheduled to take his oath in Times Square soon after the ball drop. President Joe Biden's approval rating showed no sign of rising as the new year approached. Biden had a consensus of 43.3% approval rating Friday, according to 538. It offers a real-time updated tracking of the president's approval rating by analyzing a wide variety of polls. 538 said Biden's approval rating has been underwater since August 30th. And Novavax, Inc. has filed data Friday with the FDA to support clearance of its COVID-19 vaccine. This is USA Radio News. After the talk between Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin, both sides say they're hopeful a pathway to ease tensions could open during diplomatic talks set for January. However, the prospect of finding an exit to the crisis in Ukraine faces no shortage of complications. Biden told reporters Friday he advised Putin the upcoming talks could only work if the Russian leader de-escalated the situation in the days ahead. Former Mickey Mouse Club actor Tiffany Hale is dead at 46.
Former Mickey Mouse Club star Tiffany Hale died on Christmas Day. She was 46 years old. Hale suffered from cardiac arrest earlier this month and was in a coma for several weeks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tens of thousands of Colorado residents driven from their neighborhoods on Thursday by a wildfire are beginning to get a look at the damage done. Authorities say no deaths or missing people have been reported, but 500 homes are probably destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about quote-unquote the science, which is another name for a secular god that has been promoted by the people in the state. Of course, the state itself is a god to people. They don't realize that. They don't think about it that way, overtly. But that's ultimately how it behaves.
Yeah, the state's trying to lend itself credibility by using science, you know, quote unquote, to justify its actions, and it just doesn't.
Well, it's working very well.
I mean, it might be convincing people, but it's malicious. It's wrong. It's immoral.
I think most people believe at least that the state is a lot more powerful than it is. Like I caught myself doing it today, and
what
then
do you mean?
I thought about how I had done that, and I was like, I bet most people don't go down this thought pattern after they think something like this. Well, our friend was flying a drone, and I saw how you could see the whole neighborhood. I was like, wow, would Keene police ever shoot it down? And
no.
He said they wouldn't be able to. And I thought, well, it's weird that my brain just immediately thought, oh, the cops can get rid of your drone. When really, how would they do that? They'd have to shoot into the air
in the
neighborhood.
The reason they wouldn't do that is because that violates the FAA and federal rules, and it's a major, major, major crime to shoot down an aircraft.
Yeah, well, whether it's a law or the fact that they don't have the power to do it, still, my brain immediately thought, oh, they you can't do whatever you want. Never, the cops will stop you.
Whatever you do, never shoot at a drone. It's like, I mean, that's
never.
Okay, so the seriousness of the way they take that crime so seriously, because they treat shooting a drone down as if you were shooting down a, you know,
plane
that's with 300 people on it. That's how they would treat that.
Well, plus, what goes up must come down, and you miss, and that bullet's going to come down somewhere, and it's going to possibly hit somebody.
Sure, maybe there's a safety risk to it, but
now you're looking at a manslaughter charge. Right?
Yeah.
Or involuntary manslaughter.
That's basically what they treat it as if you shoot at a drone. Right. So,
but when the police shoot at things, then they usually get exempted from all those laws. So, I think what you'd probably see them do is try to track it and then find out where it lands. They would probably try to eyeball it and follow it. Now, the drone can probably move faster than the police can, so
it just disappeared into the sky. I was like, wow, it's so tiny.
They would probably try to locate the drone operator and go after it that way, because then they wouldn't be violating the law. And,
That said, as Bonnie pointed out, the drone basically can disappear. If it's so small, it can go so high, and then, you know, the odds that they're going to be able to track it meaningfully, unless they happen to be in the immediate vicinity of the operator and they can just see the person standing there, and then they'd get lucky. So there's that. The number again, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the so-called science, and Bonnie, you had more to share from the Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes, this article goes on. The problem with blindly trusting, quote, the science. The failure of scientists to be scientific is not a new phenomenon. Thomas Kuhn's The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, 1962, dealt directly with the tendency of scientists to reject evidence that contradicts the prevailing theory or paradigm. Quote, part of the answer, as obvious as it is important.
So wait, you're saying scientists are human and they also are subject to cognitive dissonance?
Yes.
Even though they should know better?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just biases.
Sure.
Part of the answer, as obvious as it is important, wrote Kuhn, a Harvard-educated philosopher of science, can be discovered by noting first what scientists never do when confronted by even severe or prolonged anomalies. Though they may begin to lose faith and then to consider alternatives, they do not renounce the paradigm that has led them into crisis.
Okay.
Kuhn's overall thesis challenged the prevailing understanding at the time that science proceeds in a linear fashion, with new discoveries incrementally adding to the accumulated knowledge that preceded them. Instead, argued Kuhn, science throughout history has featured a series of revolutions where paradigms like geocentric theory of the solar system or Newtonian physics collapsed under the weight of anomalies, evidence which contradicted the theory, and made way for new paradigms like the heliocentric theory of the solar system and Einsteinian physics.
And remember, those theories, some of them, were punishable by death if you opposed them.
Oh, yeah.
They were highly protected by the government.
Yeah, so not only were they scientifically accepted theory at the moment, they were also, as Bonnie says here, highly protected. So you couldn't, you know, be a heretic against that publicly, or you would literally be burned at the stake. Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not that different today. You're just not as likely to actually be torched or, you know, set on fire.
There's probably, I mean, I don't know about the torching or the setting on fire, but they can get pretty close to that.
There's much nuance in Kuhn's argument, which his critics have tended to ignore, but one takeaway that we're seeing proved in real time is that these scientific revolutions are only revolutionary because of the tendency for scientists to cling to a theory regardless of evidence that refutes it. Kuhn argues that scientists will not abandon a disproven theory until a new theory is presented that they are convinced explains the evidence better than the old.
Hmm.
What makes the new normal so strange is that a scientific revolution occurred with no anomalies. It was firmly established by a century of scientific research that suggested non-pharmaceutical interventions weren't effective in combating respiratory viruses. Indeed, Fauci himself initially repeated the established scientific consensus that lockdowns and mask mandates were not effective policy responses.
This was right at the beginning.
Yep.
This is like doing something just to show people that you're doing something, even though nothing that you're doing actually has any positive impact.
Virtue signaling.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like admitting, and the funny thing is it's like it's admitting that what you're doing has no impact, but we're going to use violence to enforce it anyway. Yep. Yeah.
He even discouraged people from voluntarily wearing masks at the beginning.
At the very beginning. We're talking about like the early, early March kind of beginning, right?
I always thought that was so stupid. Like, it's like, okay, well, what happens if masks do turn out to help? You have no basis for saying that they don't help. And then it's like, okay, and then of course they did switch. So it's like, well, now nobody's going to believe you. And of course they probably shouldn't have in the end, but it's like there's no basis for it. And if there's no basis for it, how can you trust anything else that comes out of this guy's mouth? And it turns out you can't.
Nope.
It says, then he, Fauci, and the rest of the government scientists did a complete about-face, which is like a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
There was no new evidence that motivated this. They simply abandoned the prevailing scientific consensus based on a desire to do something, even though the scientific evidence before, during, and after the outbreak of COVID-19 said what they wanted to do wouldn't work. As a result, there is now a new normal paradigm based on nothing. It should be noted that there were plenty of non-government scientists protesting vehemently right from the beginning. The authors of the Great Barrington Declaration...
Yeah, I remember that with, like, thousands of signatures.
Doctor signatures.
Various different doctors and nurse types and others from around the planet.
Yes, but the doctors of it were already loudly protesting lockdowns as early as April 2020. Others contested asymptomatic spread, the mortality rate initially reported, and they were right, and the efficacy of masks. Here's the problem. This new normal paradigm can't collapse in the face of anomalies, no matter how numerous they are, because the anomalies are now simply ignored.
Hmm.
Anyone who calls attention to them, no matter how credentialed or qualified,
is against the science.
Is systematically discredited.
Mm-hmm.
In such an environment, unsubstantiated...
Some of them were even fired, right? Like, if you speak out...
Or if you didn't want to get the shot and you're a nurse.
Right, from inside the system, you're done.
I mean, they've gone to the extent of, like the earlier story that we talked about in the show, they've gone to the extent that they're censoring one-on-one text messaging.
Yeah.
It's desperate. It's funny because it's like not even something that is widely used anymore. It's most of your messages end up going to, they're not even using you send a text message and you're not actually sending a text message.
Yeah.
So it's encrypted and therefore it doesn't actually have,
they're just clamping wherever they can clamp.
Right.
In such an environment, unsubstantiated assertions like, quote, COVID-19 spreads asymptomatically and, quote, lockdowns and mask mandates work, continue to form the basis of policy. The same goes for vaccine mandates.
There's more, and you can share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And a lot of this is absolutely signaling. You can share your experiences. What have you encountered out there with these people? It's free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open here if you want to join us. New Year's Eve episode of the show. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
We're talking about the so-called science, which is really code for the government religion, the government god, and Anthony Fauci saying he represents the science. If you're against what he says, you are against the science. And that's kind of the story that we're into here from the Foundation for Economic Education, pointing out that there has been all kinds of refutation of what the official government, quote-unquote, science has been saying. But it doesn't matter, because all they have to do is, if they're confronted with it, they can quickly acknowledge it and move on to going back to saying what they've always been saying.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. We're wondering about that. But masks work. Asymptomatic spread is real. 6 feet distancing works.
Yeah, that's all they have to do is just keep saying the same old stuff, and people will believe it. The news media will just parrot whatever it is the government goons say, and they almost never ask any tough questions. So, you know, they know if they ask too many tough questions, they won't get the interview. They won't get Fauci on their show, and then that means they won't get the ratings in their minds. So it's a completely controlled situation, but there's a little bit more to the story, Bonnie, that you wanted to share from Fee.
This next headline, headline is The Price of Obedience. It's not that evidence against new normal science can no longer be found. Much of it is available right on the websites of the government agencies denying it.
Yeah, that's true.
It is simply a matter of saying no when governments and media demand you refuse to believe your lying eyes and obey. Obedience has a price. We will be feeling the economic effects of lockdowns for many years. An entire generation of children will suffer psychological damage from being forced to wear masks during their most formative years.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most sad parts about this whole last 2 years is what's happening to these kids. I mean, they're still, and a lot of these government schools are still being mandated to wear masks. even though in most of the rest of the the area there's no such mandate.
I don't know about sad, but insane is more. I feel like it's more appropriate.
It's I find it as to be both. I mean, it is insane what they're doing, and depressing, it's also really sad. I mean, that's
it could really hurt the kids. I mean, it could make them all just dumber for the rest of their lives.
It is definitely going to be an antisocial effect. I mean, to cut off humans, especially developing humans, from the ability to be able to see other humans' facial expressions. I mean, it's incalculable how damaging that can be to a young person.
Plus all the fear that they've been fed the last few years because, what's it called, adrenaline being in your blood system is really bad for you health-wise.
Kids are more likely to fall for this stuff than even adults. I mean, adults are gullible enough and believe the government gang enough, but when it's presented to children from as young as they've been doing this as young as like preschool age, right? Like putting kids in masks, forcing masks on kids, telling them that they need to be afraid. Oh, no, little Billy, you can't get close to Jimmy. You might spread a disease to him and kill his grandmother. And, I mean, they're literally making kids still to this day. Just as of 2 weeks ago, I saw a video online of a school in Oregon sitting kindergartners outside in 40-degree temperatures during lunch.
On these buckets.
And sitting them on buckets, like upside-down, like paint buckets, where they had to sit there and eat their lunch in solitude.
Outside?
Outside, 40-degree temperatures. And I mean, they were under a pavilion or something like that, but it was still, cold. And completely antisocial. You can't sit around a table and talk to people.
Logical or science.
Yeah, this is like being in prison, right? And we've always made comparisons between government schools and prisons, but it's more stark now than it's ever been.
Yeah, well, it says the damage to society as a whole from lockdowns, mask mandates, and antisocial distancing policies may be immeasurable.
I agree.
Neither can you simply go along to get along until things, quote, get back to normal.
If you go along to get along, you're part of the problem.
If and when the COVID crisis finally ends, there is a climate crisis already teed up to begin as surely as night follows day. It will feature the same breathless media propaganda and ignoring of contrary evidence as did the COVID crisis.
Yeah, well, they're already laying the groundwork for this. There already are people who are saying, they're like, the studies show that if you lock down for like the same way we did in 2020, that'll help the environment. So they're actually calling for lockdowns regularly as an environmental factor as far as trying to reduce the supposed pollution.
I have heard that, and I have a hard
conspiracy theory.
Imagining somebody actually coming out and saying that.
They're saying it.
I don't doubt it. I just am like, really?
Yeah. Instead of going into stores, sitting out in your car while it's running, waiting for somebody to bring you out your groceries or your Starbucks is much better for the environment.
Isn't there, like, way more we can do that doesn't involve lockdowns and masks and all this to help the environment? Like, shouldn't there be other things that we take, before
we go to
that extent?
Mandates. I'm sure they've got a whole list of other mandates that they want to shove down people's throats. But they're going to try to do as many of them as they can get away with.
Well, it says the cost.
They know that people will do lockdowns.
It says the cost this time will be significantly and permanently lower standard of living for you and your children. That's the price of obedience. Are you willing to pay it?
No.
I haven't paid it.
Nope. I have generally not been obedient over the last 2 years, and I mean over my whole lifetime.
I was going to say, that might be a little bit of an understatement.
But yeah, especially in the last couple of years, and that's the thing. We've got to get the people who understand the value of disobedience together. We've got to get those people who love the ideas of liberty, understand disobedience, who are willing to actually stand up for freedom, and get them here to New Hampshire. I mean, there is just no, I'm sorry, there's no better option out there.
Yeah, we definitely need more disobedience across the board. I'm not particularly obsessed with, like, masks or not masks or any of this stuff, but it's just not that, I don't find it that interesting, like, of a topic, but I will say that, like, we do need more people to be disobedient about everything, like, across the board. It's like,
well, I agree with it across the board, but as far as, I wish this wasn't a topic, but it is. I mean, we're dealing with a mask mandate right now here in Keene. They just passed it 2 weeks ago, so it'd be nice if we could just ignore it, but unfortunately they want to keep literally shoving it in our faces. And as far as encouraging disobedience, people have to start somewhere. So if this is the issue on which some people take their first baby step into doing something that they're told not to do, or, you know, not doing a thing that they're told to do, then let them start here. It's a relatively easy place to do it.
One of my concerns is that people will do it here and then they'll stop.
Sure, of course. But that'll be true for most people.
Yeah, unfortunately. I want to say it's almost a very optimistic view of things. I think that they'll do this, and it's a starting point, and it is a starting point. The problem is, I think the reality is probably going to be they'll start here and stop here.
I think that's probably true for most people, but some people will, for the first time, say no, and they'll find out that it feels good to say no, and then they will continue to at least consider saying no in future episodes. But again, that's why we still need to make a concerted effort to have that intentional migration of freedom-loving people. And it's, the Free State Project, for instance, over at Free State NH on social media, over at Twitter, they're doing a little recap of the last year and pointing out that 2021 was the biggest year on record for the Free State Project. It's now been around for 20 years.
Last year we had a record, and this year last year was amazing. 2020 is even bigger.
Yeah, so they topped 2020 and 2021, and it's probably going to be that 2022 tops 2021. And that's because people are still planning to move.
Yeah. Right?
Like, some people got to sell a house, they got to close a business. There's work to be done.
I can't believe how many people have moved this past, even just in the past 6 months, 6 to 8 months, 12 months. It's amazing. And we're talking, and I'm just looking at the people in Keene, right? People moving to Keene.
Yeah, there's hardly anyone coming here by comparison to Manchester.
Right, it's like 23,000 people out of town. There's only so many jobs here, right? Like, there's only so many people who can move here.
Well, right now there's a ton of jobs here because everyone's hiring.
That's true. That's
but
true.
Yeah, there's only so many careers.
As far as like career paths, usually people will have to go where, whatever their expertise is, if they're middle class or, something like that. Unless they're like maybe a teacher or something like that, where the jobs are more readily available everywhere.
Well, so, Chris, going back to when you said it wasn't really sad that the kids have to wear masks, you were saying the other day that even when you were like 4 years old, you hated wearing tight clothes.
Just
put yourself in the shoes of a kid who hates wearing tight clothes, having to put a thing on his face and his teacher grabbing it, his face, and putting it back on when he takes it off. I think that's sad.
There's a video where that actually happens. It goes on for more than 2 minutes with this little kid, probably no more than 2 or 3 years old, does not want to put a mask on, and they are literally forcing it onto his face. I mean, it's sick.
I don't know. I feel like to me at least, it would be a kind of a little annoyance, and it would be a bigger annoyance if I had to do that every day, like going to school.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's insane. But at the same time,
your kids in these schools.
I'm not sure the permanent damage that is. I feel like that might be a little bit more of an exaggeration, but then again,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think you're underestimating that. Number here is 603-283-6160.
Sure.
That's 603-283-6160. Hour 3 coming up. You can join us on Free.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.